hot, at least spring-like heat right now, with temperatures soaring to near record highs, close to 90 degrees. We fell just short yesterday. We had a high of 88. The record was 89. Today's record is 89 degrees, and we'll get awfully close to that one, too, today. And we will see a few isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms develop, mainly inland, mainly near and west of Interstate 95. They'll be very hit and miss, but there may be a few spots to get a downpour this afternoon. Perhaps more concern is the chance for some random lightning strikes without widespread rainfall that could trigger some wildfires. So that'll be something to keep an eye on through this afternoon and early this evening. Any showers or storms that develop will move slowly toward the east. And then we're looking at a very mild night tonight, and finally a cool front moving through tomorrow. But this will be a weakening system. It's brought a lot of rain to our north and west, but unfortunately weakening as it moves into our area. So I just don't see the coverage of rainfall to be all that great. Maybe 30 to 40% of the area getting rain tomorrow, roughly. Scattered showers and isolated thunderstorm. In those spots that do manage rain, the amounts are likely to be less than a quarter of an inch. So this will be just sort of a kind of like a spit in the bucket. Not much, not enough really to offer much relief from the recent very dry weather, nor much help with the fires. Danger. And then that will set us up, however, for a very nice weekend. It'll be less humid on Saturday. Temperatures will start out in the 50s in many spots and end up in the afternoon in the low to mid 80s. Really a very comfortable start to the weekend. Sunday turns much warmer again. It'll be between 85 and 90 degrees, but that's ahead of a potentially stronger, more significant storm system early next week. And with any luck, we have a better shot at some rain later Monday, and especially Monday night into Tuesday with some showers and thunderstorms. So that's your first alert on what may be a more appreciable rainfall for the area, and we'll, of course, keep tracking that day by day from the First Alert Weather Center. Meanwhile, on the Burrish blog, I get out some of the figures on the dry weather that we've had recently. More than a half foot of rain below average since the 1st of November. And Matthew, Hurricane Matthew from last year, well, that name was retired by the World Meteorological Organization. More on that in the Burrish blog. And also, some storm chasers died in Texas while chasing tornadoes. That's in the Burrish blog. Check it out at actionnewsjax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.